Masechet Baba Kama, Perek Gimel, Mishnah He. In this Mishnah, we'll talk about two people who were walking in the public area. One of them was carrying a korah, a beam. One of them was carrying a havit, which is a jug. And they crash into each other, and the jug breaks as a result of the contact with the beam. So we'll talk about the ramifications for a few different situations. Mishnah says, Zeba behavito, Zeba bekorato. If you have one person walking with a jug in one direction, and you have another person walking with a beam in his hand coming from the other direction, they're walking towards each other, and the items collide. Nishbera kado shel ze bekorato shel ze. The jug that was being held by one person is broken by the beam that was being held by the other person. In this situation, patur, the owner of the beam, is not obligated to pay for the havit that got broken. Because they both have permission to walk down this public road. The owner of the beam wasn't doing anything negligent. He was using the public domain in the normal, usual way. Therefore, we say he is patur. He's not obligated to pay for the jug. The jug was broken as a result of the moving of both of them. They were both moving towards each other. And therefore, the combined effort, the combined force that they both had broke the jug. Of course, we're talking about everything happened here in the usual way. There was no running involved. They were both walking, and that's how the situation played out. And therefore, the owner of the korah is exempt. Case number two. Haya baal korah rishon, baal havit aharon. If you have the owner of the beam was walking in front, and the owner of the jug was walking behind him, nishbera havit bakorah, and then the jug was broken by the beam. So we have the jug was in second place, behind, and he was walking, but he was walking faster. And eventually he collided with the korah, with the beam that was being held. So therefore, patur baal hakorah, the owner of the beam, is not obligated to pay. The owner of the jug who was walking fast, he sped up, he smashed in to the korah, to the beam. Therefore, the owner of the beam did not do anything wrong, and therefore does not have to pay the owner of the jug. V'im amad baal hakorah hayav. But if the owner of the beam, who was in front, he stopped to take a rest, and he was in the middle of a road. He was in the middle of a public area. It's unexpected for somebody to stop and take a rest in the middle of the road. So if the jug crashed into him because he was resting over there, then the owner of the beam would be obligated to pay because the resting that he did was unexpected. It was negligent, and therefore he has to pay the owner of the jug in that situation. V'im amar lebal hehavit amod patur. But if the owner of the beam called out to the owner of the jug and he said, stop, warning, I'm here, I'm resting in this spot. In that situation, the bal hakorah, the owner of the beam, would be patur. He would be exempt because he gave prior warning to the owner of the jug. He told him, he explained the situation to him. The owner of the jug should have avoided the situation once he was warned, and he didn't. So therefore, he's the one who did something wrong, and we say the Baal HaKorah, the owner of the beam, is patur in that situation. Case number three. Haya Baal Havit Rishon u'Baal Korah Aharon. If the owner of the jug was walking in front, and the owner of the beam was walking behind him, but same over here, he was walking fast, and eventually caught up to the Havit, and he broke it. Nishbera Havit Bakorah, the jug was broken by the beam. Hayav, the owner of the beam, is obligated to pay in this situation. He was in the back, he sped up, he broke the havit. The accident was caused by him, and therefore the owner of the korah is the one who is obligated to compensate the owner of the jug. V'im amad bal havit patur. But if the owner of the jug stopped there, he wanted to take a rest, he wanted to recoup, he wanted to relax for a second, and then the beam crashed into him, he is patur, the owner of the beam is patur. He does not have to compensate the owner of the jug because the owner of the jug, by stopping in a spot he shouldn't stop, he's the one who caused the accident. V'im amar lebal korah amod hayav. But same thing here, like we had in the previous part of the Mishnah. If the owner of the jug called out to the owner of the beam and he said, stop, then hayav, the owner of the beam who kept on going, is obligated to pay. He was warned, he was told that somebody was resting in front. He could have avoided the situation, and he didn't. He kept on going. So therefore, the owner of the beam would be obligated to pay in that situation, even though the owner of the Havit was stopped in the middle of the road. Same thing would apply not only to a barrel and to a beam, but the same halachot would apply to somebody walking with fire that came in contact with pishtan, with flax, and the candle burned the flax. Now the flax is on fire. Same halachot would apply here. It's not limited to a case of a havit and to a korah. We're adding over here because a person could think that flax could become easily set on fire. So therefore, the owner of the flax has to be super careful. And if he's not careful, he's always obligated. So we're saying over here, no, it's analogous. Everything we said with the beam and with the jug would apply also to other items as well.